One day, while Jesus was teaching the people in a courtyard of the temple and proclaiming the good news, the chief priests and the scholars came with the elders and said to him, "Tell us, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you the authority to do them?" He answered them, "I too will ask you a question. Tell me, who gave John the authority to immerse people? God or people?" They conferred among themselves and said, "If we say God, he will say to us, 'Then why didn't you believe him?' And if we say people, then the common people will all stone us because they are convinced that John was a prophet." So they replied, saying, "We don't know." Jesus said, "Then I will not tell you by what authority I do these things." Then he told this parable to the people, saying, "A man planted a vineyard and leased it to some farmers. Then he traveled abroad for a long time. During the harvest season, he sent a servant to the farmers so that they would give him his share of the vineyard's produce. But the farmers beat him and sent him back empty-handed. So he sent another servant, and they beat him as well, insulted him, and sent him back empty-handed. Then he sent a third servant, and they wounded him and threw him out. So the owner of the vineyard said, 'What shall I do? I'll send my son, my beloved. Undoubtedly they will respect him.' But when the farmers saw him, they said among themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let's kill him so we can get the inheritance.' So they threw him out of the garden and killed him. Now what will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and kill those farmers and give the vineyard to others."
When they heard this, they said, "God forbid." Jesus looked at them and said, "Then what is the meaning of the saying in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the crowning stone of the building. Everyone who falls on this stone will be shattered, and anyone on whom this stone falls will be crushed.'" At that moment, the scholars and the chief priests tried to arrest him, because they realized he had told this parable against them. But they were afraid of the people. So they began to watch him. They sent spies to him who were pretending to be godly, in order to trip him up in something he might say, so they could hand him over to the governor's jurisdiction and authority. They asked him, "Teacher, we know that you speak and teach what is right, and the status of people doesn't concern you. Rather, you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. So is it lawful to pay tax to Caesar or not?" He discerned their trickery and said to them, "Show me a denarius. Whose picture and name are on it?" They said, "Caesar's." He said to them, "Then give what belongs to Caesar to Caesar, and what belongs to God to God." They were unable to trip him up in anything he said in front of the people. They were astonished at his answer and kept quiet. Then some Sadducees came to him. "They are ones who do not believe in the resurrection from death." They asked him, "Teacher, Moses wrote this commandment for us. If a man dies leaving behind a wife but no son, and if this man has a brother, the brother should take the widow and produce a line of descent for his brother's name. Now there were seven brothers. The first one took a wife and then died without having a son. So the second took her, and the third, and the rest of the seven. But they did not have any children, and they died. Last of all, the woman died. So in the resurrection, she will be the wife of which one of them? For all seven married her." Then Jesus answered them, "The people of this age marry and are given in marriage. As for those who have a share in eternal life and the resurrection from death, they neither marry nor are given in marriage. Nor is it possible for them to die after that, because they are like the angels and are sons of God, since they have risen from death. And even Moses himself shows us that the dead will rise, and that is in the account about the bush, where he refers to God as the Lord of Abraham, the Lord of Isaac, and the Lord of Jacob. So he is the Lord of the living, not the dead, for all of them are alive to him. Some of the religious scholars said, "You have spoken well, teacher." After that, no one dared to ask him any further questions. So then he said to them, "How is it that they say that the Messiah is the son of David? For David himself says in the book of Psalms, 'God said to my master, sit on my right until I put your enemies under your feet.' David calls the Messiah his master. So how can the Messiah be his son?" Then he said to the disciples within the hearing of all the people, "Beware of the scholars who love to walk around in long fancy robes and to have people greet them in the public squares, and who love to be in the front row in the house of worship and to sit in the seats of honor at banquets. They seize the property of widows and present long prayers just to draw people's attention to themselves. Therefore, they will receive the most severe punishment."